This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so what's this all about, David?
Like you don't know. Like you aren't sitting at home listening.
I am normally listening every Friday at this time.
I should hope so. Well,
explain it to me like I am a child.
You're asking for the people that perhaps don't listen every Friday.
Explain it to me like the guy who just blew the weather because I forgot that I was supposed to do that.
That's fine. Barlow does that all the time in the morning, right? You got to wake him up on the 5.
Got to wake him up. Too busy looking at his phone or something.
It's simple. I've got several topics that I will we'll get into here. I'll dive into. I will let you know how I feel about that topic, and I will simply ask you, am I wrong? And it's up for you to make that decision if
I get to
wrong.
Be the ruling authority?
You, Jim,
no.
I wouldn't say authority.
No. Are you looking for someone to just agree with you?
No, I'd like for you to not only agree, but also praise my brilliance.
Okay.
Could you do that for me?
TBD on that, but okay.
Okay. Well.
All right, I like it. I like it.
Of course you do. It's brilliant.
Obviously.
All right. Let's start with let's start with this one because I saw something shocking yesterday.
Oh, you did? What was that?
Shocking. I was driving home, and they got the electronic billboards.
Yep.
So I went advertising furniture company.
Okay.
And a sale they had going on, the Labor Day sale.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, self? Isn't it a little late for a Labor Day sale? We're already a few days after. I think we should be moving on from that now.
Yeah.
Then I looked closer at that sign, and this wasn't just the regular Labor Day sale. This is a Labor Day sale that had been extended.
Oh.
Extended.
It was that big of a sale.
Yes. How about that?
Days were added.
So successful. Popular demand, they extended the Labor
Day
sale.
Next thing you're going to do is tell me they're going out of business, too.
It's never been done in the history of sales or furniture, I tell you what. Okay, why do furniture stores or car dealerships, whoever, that sell the pricier items, why do we continue with this charade?
Why are we playing that game?
It's the lamest pricing scam in the history of pricing scams. Every furniture store has a sale every single day of the week, of the month, and of the year. And if you ever find somebody you love and care for that says, hey, I bought a new couch or a bedroom set, and I paid full price, you should get access to their wallet for 6 months because clearly they don't care enough to take care
of it.
Okay,
you're right.
Am I wrong?
You're right about part of this. But you're wrong about the other part.
Oh, please explain to me, oh wise one.
I did a story about this a number of years ago, and it was specifically about holidays like Memorial Day, Labor Day. Why do furniture stores have sales on said days? Wasn't this a DeRusha bit back in the day on Channel 4?
Probably everything's been a DeRusha bit.
Good question.
Good question.
It was not a good question, but so the deal is on holidays – oftentimes, people are off, and they don't have to work.
Shocking. I've never heard about that before. Yeah,
well, right, but what are they going to do? They're going to go buy furniture because it's a one day they have the day off together to be able to go and do something. Let's go jump on this mattress and or let's go do this, that, or whatever. So they actually do sell more on holidays because they've got people there. It's not necessarily just a bit.
Well, it is just a bit. I'm not arguing that people take a holiday when they're home together making a big purchase, that they perhaps choose that day to go out.
Right.
I'm saying telling us that you extended the sale.
Yeah.
No,
that's,
you
that's
didn't
garbage.
Extend the sale. That is a bunch of garbage, as you said.
That's garbage.
And starting on Saturday, you're going to have the Saturday sale.
That is garbage.
And pretty soon you're going to have the Tuesday sale. And then the Columbus/Indigenous Peoples Day sale is going to come around
next
month.
Great sale, by the way. Great sale.
Big fan of that one?
Yeah, great sale. You can get the entire United States for a couple of feathers and beads.
That is a nice deal.
Wasn't a great deal for the sellers on that one, but buyers got a good deal.
Let's talk about another way to save some money, shall we?
Yep.
He's familiar with, I think it's primarily, maybe even exclusively a Facebook thing, the Buy Nothing groups.
Oh, I love me some Facebook Marketplace.
Yes. Well, this is even better than Facebook Marketplace. Because Facebook Marketplace, you typically have to spend a little bit of money.
Yeah.
A couple bucks for a used pin cushion or something like that.
Right.
The Buy Nothing is simply when you have a piece of junk that you want to get rid of and you say, hey, anybody want this?
Half-eaten piece of cheese.
That is so close to being more true than you perhaps even realize. In just the past few days, I had to join one of these a couple months ago because we were trying to get rid of a couch.
Yeah.
Something seemed perfect for a Buy Nothing group. We're not looking for a lot of money for it. We just would like somebody who wants a couch to take it off our hands so we don't have to figure that part out.
Yep.
That was all.
That's fair.
Well, now I get the updates, scrolling through the feed, Woodbury Buy Nothing. And in those updates, just the last few days, I have seen both puzzles and Lego sets, missing pieces, of course, but it'll still be fun. Open bags of chips and other snacks. We just didn't like them. So if anyone would like to finish these, they're all yours.
Stop it.
No, 100% true.
Chips.
One of my favorites, crumpled up packing paper. Just in case you need to send something in a box and you need some crumpled up paper, come on over to 35 Melody Lane. We've got some crumpled up paper for you.
Okay, they didn't want to put it in the recycling or it was a pain in the butt to get
This is my favorite one. I didn't know this product existed.
Yeah.
A post for a box of mouth tape. What is mouth tape, you say? Well, it's exactly what you think of. It's tape to keep your mouth shut when you're sleeping so you don't snore.
You know, it's funny you should bring up
special
the mouth tape,
I should say.
Laura Oakes and I had a very long conversation several months ago right here on this very radio station about mouth tape.
Really?
Yes.
Did you pick yours up on Facebook Marketplace?
Two of the four members of the Eggert family are mouth tape users.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. Because it can stop your snoring.
And those,
I'm sure Dr. Howell would say that's not the right way to do it. But yes, it stopped their snoring. My wife and my son. And there's a Minnesota operation. I think the stuff, terrible name. God bless them. They call it hostage tape. Not necessarily the most PC name in the world.
Not the most,
but
not the least.
But true too. But effective.
Well,
And it's expensive.
Well,
let me know the name of that group because I'll take that tape.
Well, maybe I should.
You should get it and sell it.
It's
expensive. It's
well,
very expensive.
Okay, then I stand corrected at least on that particular item.
But to your regular point.
To my regular point, that is, these groups have become the lowest rung. The lowest rung on the internet ladder.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. You're right. You're right. A bag of chips. Come on.
Used bag of chips?
Used bag of chips.
One that somebody's hand has been in. You're interested in that?
Oh, That's gross.
Puzzle missing pieces just so you can get to the point where you're incredibly frustrated.
Right. Oh, here we go. Oh. Yeah. Well, don't get me started on puzzles. I've got a kind of a controversial stance on them.
Oh.
I'm anti-puzzle.
All puzzles?
Yeah.
Why are you anti-puzzle?
I just, come on. There's got to be something else you can do. You put some cardboard together on a table and stop it. Go do something. Go volunteer. Pick up garbage. Walk the dog. I'm very anti-puzzle.
Wow, it sounds like it.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry, not sorry.
It seems like a guy with one leg wouldn't mind a little time to sit down.
Yeah, nope.
Wow, okay.
Nope.
The puzzle community is very upset right
I'm
now.
I'm sure they are.
Check
and
the
it's
text.
A, it's
They're
a controversial it's a controversial statement.
They're coming at
I don't
you
want
right
to disrupt
now.
Your bit, so let's not digress off puzzles.
Let's do one more before we hit the break, shall we?
Yes.
Let's talk a little football.
Okay.
Let's talk a little football. This one's very positive.
Okay.
Very positive because the Vikings kick it off Sunday in New York against the Giants.
Yep.
I was on NFL.com just a day or two ago and saw they did the ranking all the starting QBs 1 through 32 to start the season. Guess where Sam Darnold was at? No, you're wrong.
He wasn't even on the list.
No, he was on the list, but come on. You weren't going to guess it exactly. It would have been an incredible guess.
I was going to say 30, but...
Number 27.
Okay.
Number 27 out of 32. And I'll say this. Certainly, he's not had a great career. Circumstances have not been the best. He's probably never been in a better spot with talent around him than he is right now.
Throwing
in Minnesota.
To Justin Jefferson, are you kidding me?
Pretty good. Yeah. You got some tight ends talent. You got a little running back behind you. Yep. You might just be all right. And I'm going to say this. If he and the most important pieces around him stay healthy, because health is always obviously paramount, by the end of the year, you can mark him top half of NFL QBs based on just what he does this season alone compared to all the other guys this season.
Am I wrong?
Oh, that's
I'm believing.
A tough one.
I'm believing.
This is a tough one. Because my heart wants to believe. I want to believe that this is going to be it, and he's finally got the right system for him. And as much as I wanted J.J. McCarthy to be healthy and see where that went, you're wrong.
Well.
Come on.
You're not buying into Sammy.
The Vikings, everything seems great right now because we've not played a down of football yet.
Well, the defense could still be a train wreck. I'm not saying that won't be.
That's what I mean.
Did you want JJ to play this year? Because I didn't.
I didn't want him to play, but I was excited about where things are headed with him.
Okay. It's obviously a very big bummer that he's injured and can't even really practice. But I was, as a Vikings supporter, very much hoping Sam Darnold was going to be fine.
Yes.
To that point of, okay, he'll be enough to carry the team for a year. They'll probably not be all that great, but not be terrible. And JJ could be ready to go next year after a year of practice,
I would love studying all that. Yeah, I was sort of like hoping that would be the situation too. But, you know, from a juicy story standpoint, what we would be interesting would be for Darnold to have a great year to do as well as you've predicted.
Mm-hmm.
And then for us to have a conundrum next year.
Kick him to the curb or JJ, he's got to wait another little bit.
What do you do? And then what's JJ going to do? He's going to be mad.
Probably.
He's not going to sit around and wait.
But hey, if Sam's good, do you want to put JJ in the starting spot right away without having the year of practice?
Yeah.
Without seeing what he looks like in a game other than a little preseason?
Other than the three snaps he played before he got hurt, Aaron Rodgers.
What if Rodgers goes down week one?
That's what I mean. You don't know. Huh. Yeah, I want you to be right, but you're wrong.
Wow.
How's that sound?
It sounds like a typical Minnesota sports fan.
Sorry.
Sounds like you're gone fatalist again.
Sorry, and I hate puzzles.
You especially hate puzzles about the Vikings.
Sue me, yes. All right. We've got more of this coming back.
We got plenty.
Oh, fantastic. All right. More of a Am I Wrong? When we come back, you're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to replace your old windows and Infinity from Marvin and get free installation and labor. Time is 2:51. About to wrap up this 3-hour tour. I'm assuming Chad will be back on Monday.
God willing.
I hope you guys get Chad back, because I'll tell you what, it's not been much of a... I haven't really offered much today other than my hatred for puzzles.
Still not over that.
Don't sell yourself short.
No, I saw
you offered me a very hearty laugh in the car.
Did you want a tasty snack, Jason? Did you want some salami?
Yes. Yes, I do. It's one of my favorite of the cured meats.
It's a great
it's
cured
really
meat.
It's really a top cured meat.
Yeah, it is a good, one of the top.
It is a good, am I wrong? You don't get a better cured meat than salami, right?
Well, soppressata is pretty good.
Okay, I mean, let's not get Mr. Soppressata over here.
I'm a salami guy.
Hey, we're just working man.
Fennel salami, hard salami. What's your preference?
Hard.
Salami. Watch out for that boar's head. Oof.
Yeah, don't. Yeah,
that's my go-to.
You think they're ever
going to
over? I don't. That's going to be
not
a
anymore.
Tough thing to overcome. I don't know how they do.
You get a bad recall, and it's tough. My father-in-law, for years, his job at General Mills, he was sort of a liaison between like the salespeople and the operations people. So when there was a recall, he would sort of lead that up. And let me tell you, it makes you a very paranoid human being when you're focused around a recall. And it's just, the reputational damage is tough. But Boar's Head, like, other stuff came out, right?
Right.
Everybody gets a mistake. Like, whoops, yep, we got a recall. But then when it's like, oh, by the way, here's what the inspector is found.
I've given a second thought to any kind of lunch meat or any of that kind of stuff since it's been going on.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I think a lot of people going back to Hillshire Farms now. Meat.
I just go with, you know, whole Minnesota pork. That's what I eat.
I knew this was coming.
Can you give us a little?
What a long game I was playing.
Yeah, you were.
Thank you.
Nice job. I got a meat-related topic here, Joe.
Let's go.
Let's talk hot dogs. Okay. Let's talk unfinished beef. I think that's what they call it on Netflix. The Joey Chestnut, Takeru Kobayashi showdown on Labor Day. Kobayashi putting down 66 dogs and buns and getting absolutely destroyed by Joey Chestnut. 83 in 10 minutes. Ugh. Over 8 hot dogs a minute for 10 minutes. I think it's very clear. There's a lot of people that excel at any number of great things. Athletes, musicians, politicians, people that are the best at their field, perhaps the best there ever was, the best there ever will be. No human in history has mastered their craft as well as Joey Chestnut has mastered crushing dogs.
Am I wrong?
I can't think of a strong argument against that.
Of course you can't.
What about like Chad Hartman when it comes to regurgitating the same topics on the radio?
What are your favorites? What are the hits? Because I've got mine.
The self checkout is one of my favorites.
That's very good. That's a good
one. Spring is trash. That's a good one.
Yeah. Don't forget, fall is also trash.
Fall is also trash. Yeah. Joey Chestnut undefeated at his skill.
I'm sorry, I'm not.
Have you ever met him?
No.
He came on.
He was in town not that long.
Yeah, he came on. He was on mid morning with me a long time ago.
And we don't do that trash, those kind of trash.
Okay. I've seen your show.
Wow.
Settle down.
Unless you're a.
Joey wouldn't pay, so you guys were like, forget it.
We're not for sale. We're not for sale.
That's a different program.
You should be careful there.
That's in the afternoon.
I wish we were
That's in
sale.
The afternoon. Yeah.
Because right. I'd take some money.
Absolutely. Joey, I wanted to hate Joey Chestnut, and he was so nice. It was very disappointing.
I'm not mad at him. Like, good for him.
It's
for,
so stupid, though.
For did it
he,
is.
Did he even have like a little chip on his shoulder?
No. I
a
think
little,
he,
I'm Joey bleeping Chestnut.
Well,
respect
I,
me.
I feel like post getting the boot, from now it is a different deal. But back then, he certainly at least was acting like, look, I know that I'm doing something very stupid, and I'm enjoying the ride.
But I'm a very rich man. Because
but I'm a very rich man.
Presumably.
Yeah. You didn't make him eat a hot dog.
I'm not going to watch that show. I don't. I actually watched the Nathan's thing this year for the first time, like watched it from beginning to end. It's horrifying.
Yes, it is.
I like Nathan's hot dogs. I'm like,
kind of ruins it though.
It does ruin it. Yeah. And I sure as heck am not going to watch a Netflix special over it. Sorry.
No. It's a good hot dog though.
It is a good hot dog.
Very good dog.
I think hot dogs are slightly underrated.
I agree with you on that. You're not wrong.
Brats get a little bit too much love. Is that what you're saying?
Around here in these parts.
They do.
Yeah.
A good dog is.
I mean, a Polish, sure. Italian sausage, fine. Yeah. Brats,
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Well, Jason, have a good show.
Hard to follow this. Can you hang around and just like practice doing an insurance commercial with me?
I'd love to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.